Federal employees make up a sizable chunk of Petersburg's population. There are over 100 federal workers through the U.S. Forest Service, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the Transportation Security Administration at the airport. Businesses with the Petersburg Chamber of Commerce have come together to offer $50 gift certificates to affected families. Chamber Director Marla Tomsky says the certificates are good for most businesses around town.
You know, Petro-Marine can accept them for fuel. The borough can accept them for utilities. They can be used at both grocery stores. They can be used at the downtown businesses like Rexall if people need to pay for their pharmacy needs.
Other businesses are offering additional help. Lee's Clothing is giving away their own $50 gift certificate to families, which are good through April 15th.
We just felt like we wanted to take action because the shutdown was going on for so long.
That's store manager Cynthia Matteson. She says they want the gift certificates to help cushion the strain of the shutdown.
Our thought was just with so many local families being affected that possibly we could help out so that kids could get shoes for sports or essentials that they need for all the activities that they're in to just ease the burden a little bit.
Hammer and Wecon Grocery Store in Petersburg is offering interest-free charge accounts to furloughed workers.
Because people got to eat.
John Mason is the manager of the company, which owns three stores in town.
We believe in giving back to the community, and this is, although it's a small way, but it is a way for us to show the community that we do care.
The idea to help started with former Coast Guard workers, now employed at the grocery store. Mason agreed with them and then got permission from the company's board of directors. He says the families can charge purchases at the store interest-free for 6 months.
If it needed to be open for longer, then we'll cross that bridge when we need to. Once the federal government is back in service, they would have an additional 6 months to a year to pay it off, which will also be interest-free.
The local fish processor, Tonka Seafoods, is offering 5 pounds of free shrimp to furloughed families. The side-striped shrimp can be picked up at the company, located just south of downtown. Tonka's chief finance officer, Seth Scrimsher, says it's a way of supporting and giving back to the community. Wells Fargo Bank is postponing loan payments and late fees for certain customers whose income has been affected during the shutdown. It's on an individual basis, so customers should check with them on the details. First Bank is offering similar help. Likewise, Petro Marine Services won't charge any late fees or interest on payments that can't be made for fuel. Petersburg Assemblyman Jeff Mucci voiced his appreciation to local businesses during the Assembly's last regular meeting.
I think it's a very nice act of kindness during kind of an unsettling time for a bunch of people in Petersburg, and I think it's very commendable. I just wanted to thank those businesses.
Lutomsky with the Chamber says she's not surprised that the local businesses came forward to help.
This is par for the course for Petersburg. I mean, we're always ready to, reach out a hand to our neighbor, and it's just who Petersburg is.
Furloughed families might also find some financial relief through student meals at the schools. The free breakfast and lunch program is offered according to current incomes and can be applied for at any time. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.